Okay, so now we're up to the Igros Kodesh. This is the holy letters of the Rebbe, and we're up to the letter Tuf Tuf Nun Vav in volume 4, 856. This is during the fast day, they call the Tzoim HaAsiri, the fast of the 10th month, because the month of Tevet would be the 10th month if you start counting from Nisan. So in the Torah, that would be the 10th month, we're counting from there. May Hashem turn it into happiness and into joy quickly. And this is in the year Tavshin Yud Aleph in Brooklyn. And the Rebbe opens the letter with peace and blessing. The Rebbe says, I must have received my letter from yesterday, and I'm adding here the pamphlet for the Kuntres for 9th of Tevis that just now has been brought in from the binder. And here is a response about the telegram with regards to your health. According to my view, you don't need to get too excited about it at all. And you need to do according to the instructions of the doctor, because the Torah has given the rights and the power to the doctors to heal. And for sure you will listen to their instructions. But according to my view, you must be more careful in watching the three portions that are equal to all people that my father-in-law, the Rebbe, has instituted. And that is to study a section of Chumash with Rashi every day, to do the Tehillim as it has been divided by the month, by the days of the month, and also the Tanya as it's been divided by the year as it is in the Moreshir and the Yom Yom, to point it out the exact portions. And before going to sleep, you should learn on a superficial level, not intensely, one of the Maimorim or the talks of my father-in-law, the Rebbe Harini Kaporos Mishkovoi, Rebbe. It's not important the quantity, as long that it should be finishing the subject, Selikin Yonam. And I'm sure that after all this, you will be able to notify very shortly that you have gone back to your health and that you are occupying yourself in your affairs with relaxation of the soul and relaxation of the body. While I was yesterday on the Tzion, on the resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe Harini Kaporos Mishkovoi, I mentioned you for a blessing. So the Rebbe says, you're Mechutin, I guess, who is this? This is, it says Mechutin, the Rebbe is writing to somebody, who I'm not sure who it is. I think it's Ms. Mechutin. And I'm also extending greetings to the Rebbetzin, may she live. And as the rabbis say, that you greet the husband about the wife, in other words, like we learn out, Dershim Bishlem Chulu, and I'm looking forward for good news very shortly. And the Rebbe says, I sent you a telegram today which had the words, I wrote a blessing for a very speedy healing, and the Rebbe's initials, Mem, and Shin Samach, Schneerson, Shas, Schneerson for Shas, Schneier, son, this is like two words. Short is Shas. As the Shisha Sidorim, as the Shas, yeah? And it's called Shas, yeah. So this is the Rebbe's response. What? The Rebbe abbreviated, yeah.